I really don't know if I even intend for you to ever hear these words. What I do know is that they need to be said. So, dear Void, I'm putting these words in this audio, sort of like a message in a bottle for the internet thrown out into the waves, with uncertainty about where it will ever show up. Maybe one day you find this, or maybe one day it finds you. Those infinitesimally small odds, those will do for me tonight. As I said, my only purpose here is to lay my soul bare. Whether or not you witness my emotional self-flagellation is really almost inconsequential. But here it goes. I loved you. If I'm being honest, I still do. I know. I showed it very, very poorly when we were together. That's something I regret. It's one of the biggest regrets of my life. I know it does no good to say I'm sorry, but God, I am so sorry. Well, we were young. I was immature and childish. You were not. I couldn't see what you were offering. It was right there under my nose. I was blind. I was oblivious. If by some miracle I was given another chance to try again with you, I would in a heartbeat. I think this time, I know that this time I would do it better. I've grown. I'm not that child anymore. I would be more attentive to you. I would see your needs and hear your words without always making it about me. I would notice your mood and take it into account at least. God, I was such an ass. There's no other way to say it. I was an ass. I really don't even know where to begin. Just looking back as time has passed, that 2020 vision has really bitch slapped me. It's illuminated with brutal clarity, all of my past mistakes with you, how I missed the mark, how I hurt you. I'm sorry. I want nothing more than the opportunity to do right by you. But we're stuck in this bitch of time. And as it has passed, you moved on to bigger, better, healthier things. I can't even blame you. I wasn't right for you. You were destined for more. More than me. More than I could offer at the time. And painful as it is to admit, you were just destined for more than I will ever be able to offer anyone. But God, I selfishly miss you so goddamn much. More than any of these paltry words thrown like a Hail Mary out into the internet can ever convey. I miss your Gregorious smile lighting up my day. I miss your sweet, encouraging voice in my ear. I even miss your beautiful face. I miss your soul, motherfucker. Occasionally, don't let this go to your head. I find myself drawn to your Facebook page like a magnet. A homing pigeon returning home. And it hurts on some level to see your happy life moving forward as I struggle with my own demons and grow out of my childish tendencies. But mostly when I see who you are and who you've grown to be, I'm glad, desperately glad to have known you. I weep for all the things we never got a chance to share. I feel robbed on some level. But I'm also ridiculously happy that you found someone who can walk beside you. Someone who can give you all the things that I couldn't. I couldn't. Even from far away, I love you. I miss you. But there's something else I need to say. There's a deep part of me. You know, that really honest, grown-up part of you that sometimes tells you things you don't want to hear. That part of me wants to add this to my message as I fling it into the void. Thank you. Thank you for not compromising who you are. Thank you for not accepting me as I was. Thank you for the time I did have with you. I was unworthy of you. I was, and maybe always will be, unworthy of the life I am so desperately seeking. I think I'm closer to ready. I'm working on it. But goddamn, it is so hard to let go of your past sometimes. Yeah, it's hard. You will always be a bright spot in the history of my life. Always. So many really good memories. So many. Thank you for being you.